and articulate conservative ideas and values to the NAACP gathering. We'll take your calls on that after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A burglary at a pawn shop in Baton Rouge tipped off authorities to an alleged plot to kill police officers. Officers initially caught one man coming out of the pawn shop with a gun. An interrogation then led to more suspects.
Officers raided a home yesterday here in South Baton Rouge, and they arrested two other suspects, one of them a 13-year-old. They were able to recapture some of the weapons that were stolen during the burglary. There were 8 weapons taken in all. They now have 6 in their possession, but there are still 2 weapons, 2 handguns, that are missing, so officials are still looking for them, and they are looking for a potential 4th suspect.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. The first 3 funerals are to take place today in Dallas, where 5 police officers were shot to death last Thursday. President Obama, who attended a memorial service in Dallas yesterday, will be meeting at the White House today with police officers, mayors, and civil rights activists. Locally, on 2 occasions yesterday, D.C. police officers had guns fired at them. And the police chief says it's taking a toll on the force.
That somebody would turn a gun and shoot at the police officers twice in one day is a big concern.
D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier says the most recent incident was near the Capitol, where there were reports of a man with a gun. Police pursued the suspects into a tunnel, and they fired shots at the officers. But there was no return fire because of the crowded location. Lanier says officers are still being kept in pairs, and emotions remain raw.
The anxiety is across the board.
Lanier says as officers realize what happened in Dallas could happen in D.C. as well. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Overall, crime in D.C. is down 3% in the first half of this year compared to the first 6 months of last year. Police Chief Kathy Lanier.
We've made some significant progress in public safety, and we've done that because we have a community that works with us and gives us information when we need it and helps us to get be proactive about taking violent offenders off the street.
But the figures just out also show that assaults with a dangerous weapon and overall violent crime were up slightly in the first half of this year. The path to D.C. statehood is passing another hurdle.
The D.C. Council is unanimously approving a referendum that'll go on the November ballot.
And it is our great hope that we will with a big vote from residents of Washington, D.C.
Mayor Muriel Bowser is banking on a new Congress and president in January that may be a bit more receptive.
We're going to put it on the president's desk and that she will push hard for it, as she said she would, to be a vocal advocate for D.C. statehood.
The Constitution for New Columbia, as it would be called, still has to be finalized and approved by the council, and they may not get to it till after Election Day. Some statehood advocates say they can't support a constitution they haven't seen. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Closing arguments are set for tomorrow morning in Baltimore in the trial of the 4th police officer charged in Freddie Gray's death. The defense in the trial of Lieutenant Brian Rice rested yesterday. In a few hours, Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron formally submits his resignation, and his successor Theresa May then gets an audience with the Queen.
Theresa May, when she first made her pitch for the leadership of the Conservative Party, which carries with it the job of Prime Minister, said there'd be Brexit meant Brexit, there would be no second referendum on Britain coming out of the European Union, and no election until 2020. Which is when the next one is fixed to be.
Correspondent Robin Oakley. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,348. The Nasdaq at 50,23. Sports for the 4th year in a row, the American League wins the All-Star Game. Eric Hosmer of the Kansas City Royals was game MVP after going 2-for-3 with a homer. Bryce Harper went 1-for-2 for the National League. WMDA, the Mystics, take on the Mercury tonight in Phoenix. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
You know that one thing that no matter how you package it, how you price it, it never sells at the garage sale? That, my friends, is your timeshare. You've tried listing it, you've even paid someone to list it, and yet you're still stuck with it. That's because timeshares don't sell. It's a complex process to get out of one, and the only company you should trust to get out safely, legitimately, and forever is Timeshare Exit Team. You'll get to sit down face-to-face with your own personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and enter my name, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team when maintenance fee season hits. You could wait up to 2 months. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and enter my name, Chris Plant. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 is still the hot spot here as we come southbound out of Frederick. The crash before you get to Route 80 Urbana. They're trying to get everything to the shoulder. Have the volume once you get by, beginning just south of 80, off and on toward 109, and then you're wide open. If you're joining on anywhere from, say, Clarksburg on down, you're without any delay or volume there. On 2995, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we're off to a nice run here. If you heard me talk about the crash in the Brandywine area, no worries. It's on the shoulder, and the delays have actually eased. Northbound 5, you come up the Brandywine Road, you are good to go. In the Fairfax Station area, still dealing with the crash on 123 Ox Road, north of the Burke Lake Road area. Watch for police there at the scene. And in Northeast D.C., closed is Bladensburg Road between Eastern Avenue and South Dakota Avenue. Fire department activity. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the thunderstorms today come with an afternoon and evening bias, and then we'll back off. 89 today's high temperature. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Centerville, 76 in Silver Spring, 76 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. North Carolina has banned the public release of police body camera or dash cam recordings. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 607 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 735 this morning, KT McFarland, Fox News National Security Analyst, will join us. At 805, she is the lone Republican on the Fairfax County School Board. It's a difficult job, but Elizabeth Schultz will do it, and she will join us at 805 to talk about more controversy with a Fairfax County School Board member, and we'll give you a chance, even so you apparently won't get the chance as a parent to comment at the school board meeting, but you will be able to come on our air, because this is where Washington comes to talk. That's at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson, and look, we're back in the same room together. Brian Wilson here alongside Larry O'Connor.
Absolutely, and it's great to be back. And really, we're already getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Brian Wilson, we will be there broadcasting live. Chris Plant Show will be there broadcasting live. Drive at 5 will be there broadcasting live. It's going to be huge. But here's what else is going
on. Huge.
Huge. Absolutely huge. You know what else is going on in Ohio while we're there for the Republican National Convention?
What?
In Cincinnati, they will be having an NAACP convention.
That's just down the road.
Yep, it is. And Donald Trump was invited to go, and he has respectfully declined. Here is the president of the NAACP, Cornell William Brooks, yesterday on CNN explaining to Wolf Blitzer.
Mr. Trump has declined our invitation. So we will hear from Secretary Clinton. We won't hear from Mr. Trump.
Did he give an explanation why?
Namely, the explanation given was that they're holding their convention at the same time. We, of course, are in Cincinnati. They are in Cleveland. We were hoping that he would make the short trip from Cleveland to Cincinnati.
Yeah, and it is really unfortunate, actually, that the convention is going on at the same time. And I don't think anybody would necessarily fault Donald Trump for saying, nah, I can't go because we got a whole lot going on here at the Republican National Convention. But should he have gone? Should he have made that trip? Should he have gone to Cincinnati and spoken to the NAACP, even though it was during the Republican National Convention? Or do you think that he was right to say, no, sorry, can't make it? 888-630-9625. Was it the right decision, or do you wish that Donald Trump would actually go and speak to the NAACP? 888-630-WMAL. I've always been of the mind that our ideas win. Our ideas, the ideas that embrace freedom, that embrace liberty, that embrace self-responsibility and law and order, the ideas that embrace the idea of lower taxes, smaller government, and allowing people to live their lives in a free market economy that will absolutely, ultimately buoy the vast majority of Americans. That's always going to be a winning argument because people will always want to believe and will agree with the idea and concept that the possibility of becoming prosperous in our nation that has allowed so many people to be prosperous, that idea is much more enticing and much stronger than facing any kind of reality that we will never be able to do it by ourselves and we'll always need the government to provide us sustenance. Now, maybe I'm naive, but I would like to think that those ideas properly articulated always are going to win out. So I would have liked Donald Trump to go, but I understand that it's a problem with the conflict of the Republican National Convention. I think he should have gone, though. I think he should have been able to make it work, because I think that you need to be able to express your ideas even in a room that is going to be somewhat hostile to you. And let's face it, this room will be hostile to him. But he should have gone, and I wish that he did, and I'm sorry he didn't.
Well, it's down I-71. It's on the other end of the state. If you were driving it, probably about 3-4 hours. If you take the Trump helicopter, you know, 45 minutes
or
max.
The plane?
They take the jet, it's like a 20-minute trip. It's nothing. So he could have made that trip down there and done that. And here's the thing. I think Donald Trump has a message that can resonate in the African-American community. Well, I mean, what is it that we hear from Donald Trump all the time? What is one of the central themes of his argument? That the system is rigged, right? That the system is not meeting the needs of the people. And that it's all, you know, sort of set up to sort of penalize people. You know what? I think there are many African Americans who would look at the system right now and say, that's the way I feel about it. So I think there is a way for Donald Trump to get a message that actually will resonate in the African American community. And I'm told that young people, young black Americans, actually look up to people who have found success financially. That there are even rap songs that have been written about Donald Trump. That there is an admiration for the man, at least as a businessman. I think, you know, you walk into the room and I think, you know, you say, look, I fully am aware that not everybody in this room is going to agree with me. But I will tell you about the NAACP meetings that I've seen in the past when presidents have gone to speak there, even Republican presidents, they are treated respectfully. Mm-hmm. And he'll get a respectful, maybe not an enthusiastic hearing, but a respectful hearing. He could probably maybe change some minds. And I think it's an opportunity lost, and I do think he has a message that can resonate in that community.
So we both agree that he should have gone. However, let me just be a devil's advocate for a moment. Mitt Romney went. How'd that work out?
Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't help him out at all. But he was treated respectfully, as I recall.
Yeah, but, you know, listen, guess what? It's the week of the convention. If it were any other week, I would really criticize Donald Trump for going. I do wish that he would have been able to make it work. But at the same time, being the week of the convention, yeah. I mean, let's face it. You know, you say it's only going to take a few hours for him to leave Cleveland and go down to Cincinnati. Well, that's just enough time
for Ted Cruz to come in and win.
Exactly. For all he can, Todd Trump can't keep an eye off those delegates for one moment at this convention, or there'll be a motion seconded and passed, and the next thing you know, Cruz is the nominee. Matt in the district, you're first up on WMAL. Matt, should Trump go to the NAACP?
No, I don't believe he should. I think it would be a waste of time. Him being treated respectfully, well, that's all well and good. Black voters overwhelmingly vote for the Democratic candidate. I think it would be a waste of time. Yeah, maybe his message would resonate with the attendees at the convention, but I think ultimately in the polling, it wouldn't do a bit of good. I think it would be a waste of his time.
Well, two questions for you, Matt. First of all, should everything that Donald Trump do at this point just be shot through the prism of, well, are these people going to vote for me or not?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, because unless he gets elected, he can't do anything, right?
Well, and secondly, if he wants to... Yeah, sure. No. Listen, it wasn't a trick question. I totally get that, and I think that's a fair response. But let me ask you the second part of the question, which is, if he does win the presidency, we want someone who's not going to be as divisive as we've had for the last 7.5 years.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's going to be the president for all Americans, no matter what their race. Doesn't this send a good message? He could walk in and say, listen, I have no fantasy that you guys are going to vote for me. Probably 95% of you are going to vote for the other person. But guess what? I still want to be your leader, and so I want to speak with you.
But he's been saying things like that on the campaign trail. I think that to pull him away from the convention, to go down to talk to a group of people who are unlikely to vote for him,
right,
to deliver a message that he's been delivering, it would be a waste of his time.
So let me ask you this, Matt, before I let you go, because we're going to take more calls. But if it were if it were any other week other than convention, do you think would you have been in favor of him to go?
Would you felt different about it?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know,
cool.
I agree. You know, it's a good idea to get the message out there. And so if he had the time in his schedule, go to the NAACP convention.
All right.
Probably not going to do you any good.
But. I think we could agree on that, Matt. I appreciate it. And by the way, if La Raza is having a convention at some point, I really want him to go there.
Yeah.
I really want to see Donald Trump at the La Raza convention.
Yeah.
Don't you?
That would be fun.
Do you think he'll be invited?
No, I don't think.
No, I don't either. I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
No, more of your calls on this, please. Do you think that Donald Trump made the right call in saying that he will not go to the NAACP convention? Or do you think he should go? 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15. Now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, commuters north on 95 through Stafford, normal delays, Dale City to Woodbridge, again in Newington. But be careful now between Triangle and as you head toward the Quantico area. I'm watching fire and rescue units responding to a crash, so do watch for the response. Stay off the shoulders, please, north on 95 if you're in the Quantico area. 66, it's just been the early start with the volume, both inside and outside of the Capitol Beltway. On 270, the crash south near Route 80 Urbana. Looks like that's now confined to the shoulder, but heavy off and on to continue. Past 109 in the Hyattstown area. In case you didn't hear, in Northeast D.C., crews have been dealing with a structure fire and closed is Bladensburg Road. And please tell me it will be closed through the rush hour. Bladensburg Road closed between Eastern Avenue and South Dakota Avenue. Couple options for you. You might want to try Rhode Island Avenue or even New York Avenue if you're a typical Bladensburg Road commuter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got variable clouds and scattered thunderstorms today. High of 89 degrees. Here's the deal. There's a 50-50 chance that it's going to rain. But if it does rain, it's quite possible it's going to be very heavy with some storms as well today. So grab that umbrella. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Low 76 degrees. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. A few afternoon clouds. Might see a stray thunderstorm possible tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 96 degrees. That's right, 96. Right now, 76 degrees at 6:17 on WMAL.
You can't run for president and not talk about police misconduct and police brutality. You can't run for president and not talk about the nation's civil rights agenda. So this is an important moment, and our convention really will be an opportunity for anyone running for president to provide a window into not only their policies, but into their heart and character as a candidate.
Cornell,
so it's going to be an important moment.
Cornell Brooks, sorry about that, Mr. Brooks, president of MLACP, talking about what's going to go on at the convention. See, right there, though, is part of the problem. See, they're going to have a convention of the NAACP, and they want to hear the presidential candidate's comments. And
you can't run for president and not talk about police misconduct and police brutality. You can't run.
See, right there is a problem.
This is what we want you to talk about.
This is all framed.
That may not be what he wants to talk about.
Yeah, this is all framed in the idea that, well, let's talk about what's going on in America right now. Police misconduct and police brutality. But that's why Donald Trump needs to go there and say, hey, guess what? This ain't just about what you perceive to be police brutality. There's actually a bigger picture here. Stop your myopic, race-based, and Saul Alinsky divisive kind of political rhetoric. I don't think we'd ever hear Donald Trump saying that, but
no.
That's the kind of thing we need to hear right now. That's the kind of thing that group needs to hear, and God knows they're not going to hear it from their current leadership or from Hillary Clinton. Mike in Springfield, do you think Donald Trump should go to the NAACP?
Hello, Mike.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Welcome back. I think it was an optical and a tactical mistake on Donald Trump on two phases. Number one, for optical, the NAACP needs to be spoken to so that he can actually deliver his message and what he wants to do for America, which includes blacks, whites, you know, everybody, in such a way that the media can't twist it. He can actually physically speak to them and deliver his message. For a tactical mistake, whether or not it's, you know, 5 minutes down the road from the convention or not doesn't make a difference. I mean, you have to reach out to all people.
Yep.
Period. If you want to get votes, you got to talk to people.
I could make an argument, Mike, and thank you for that. I could make the argument that because it's the week of the Republican National Convention, he could go. He could go down there and say, listen, we got a big deal going on up the road here. This is our convention.
But I think this is so important
that's right.
I've taken time out of my busy schedule to come here and share some ideas with you.
Donald Trump appeared on Bill O'Reilly last night.
You know, you just see what's going on, and it's a very, very sad situation. And hopefully it can be healed. We have a divider as a president. He's the great divider, and I've said it for a long time. And it's probably not been much worse at any time. So it's a very sad situation, actually. Right.
How great would it be for him to go down there and say, okay, you got Barack Obama for the last 7 years, the first African-American president. You're the NAACP.
How's that worked out for you?
That's right. Is the black community better off than it was 7 years ago? Because the answer is no. Sam in Woodbridge, you're next up on WMAL. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, fellas. Good to have both of you back in the saddle again.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and I think absolutely anytime you have the opportunity to go to any part of the population to have a conversation, and that's what it is, you should go. What it allows is obviously, as the previous caller said, the optics of it, but it's message control. This is not a question answer, so he controls what he puts out there. And I think his biggest argument or the biggest thing he can put out there is, from the businessman's perspective, let's talk about the cities, gentlemen. Let's talk, and ladies, let's talk about what decades of Democratic control has brought you. Nothing.
A great point. And Sam, he could say, listen, I started my career in Ed Koch, David Dinkins controlled New York City,
right,
and it was a sewer. And between the capitalism that I was able to bring into that town and Rudy Giuliani's tough record with law and order and supporting the police department, we actually turned that cesspool of a city around. Well, not that New York is a cesspool per se, but you know what I'm saying. Why not? Why not make that argument? Bonnie in the district, you're on WMAL. Bonnie knows why not. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, good.
Listen, I have no problem with Donald going if he chooses, but I say don't go. He's criticized whether he goes or whether he doesn't go. He'll be criticized if he goes by saying, oh, he's pandering to the black vote. If he doesn't go, that's fine. He's used to that. And you know another way he can do it? He can speak from a televised thing. I've seen that done before.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you there will be people sitting in that audience with their arms crossed and their faces stone faced. The media will use sound bites from it. I can guarantee you he will be criticized whether he goes or doesn't go.
You think everyone's saying it would be good optics, but you're saying the media would manipulate those
optics. I think the opposite. I think actually that what would happen is that people would admire him for stepping into that environment and being willing to have a conversation.
Maybe.
I mean, that's what we keep hearing. We need to have a conversation in this country.
Yeah.
Well, if you go in there and you say, I'm here and I'm willing to have a conversation, we may not agree on everything, but let's talk.
I don't see Obama showing up.
I don't see a downside.
I don't see Obama showing up at the NRA convention.
No, I don't.
More of your calls on this in a moment at 6:22.
Home Air Services will turn your home into a cool, comfortable oasis this summer. Save up to $1,500 on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Hey, listen up. I want to tell you about Renters Warehouse. They are the professional landlords of rent estate. Call Renters Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. Renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because there's such a high demand for rentals because our region is so transient. People moving in and out for various professional and personal reasons, and that means you're sitting on a gold mine. With renting, your home becomes a cash register that rings every month, providing you with great cash flow. Someone else pays your mortgage while you still get tax savings, appreciation, and equity. But you need experts to handle all of the stuff you don't want to deal with as a landlord, like the paperwork and finding the right tenant and the 3 a.m. phone calls about a leaky toilet. That's where Renters Warehouse comes in. They exist for one reason only, to make renting your home as easy as possible. They're going to find quality tenants for top dollar on average in just 17 days, and it's all for just a flat fee of $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
I've done this a
Warning,
million times.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all
so
back.
Don't wait until
because you
have
don't.
To know
what
where the
credit card companies don't want you to know is that
with
there's
12 locations, there's always an Enova emergency room near you. And the Enova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Enova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Enova Fairfax and Enova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Enova. Join the future of health. Visit enova.org/app.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, just getting a change for the better in Northeast D.C. They've just reopened northbound lanes of Bladensburg Road as you come up toward Eastern Avenue. Southbound still closed. Fire department activity due to a structure fire. So if you're coming southbound, inbound Bladensburg Road, still options for you. Rhode Island Avenue or New York Avenue. I'll let you know soon as they get some of those lanes reopened for you, southbound or inbound. Around the Beltway we go. It's been incident-free. We like that. A little bit slow, though, as you come through College Park, Silver Spring, Wilson Bridge backups before you get to 210. Quiet. Let's keep it that way on the Virginia Beltway through Annandale, Tysons. 395 off the Beltway through to Landmark, slowing. And just a brief delay starting to form now as you head toward the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Lanes of the freeway open. 270 southbound as you approach Route 80 or Banda. That crash due to the shoulder now. Update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. The free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline, turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. You can get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms in the forecast, rain amounts of clouds and some sunshine today. Most of those storms this afternoon, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees in the nation's capital at 627. And you're listening to WMAL. And we're asking if you think Donald Trump made the right call when he decided not to go to the NAACP convention next week in Cincinnati. Because, as his campaign said, it's because it's the same week as the Republican National Convention. How about Jim in Beltsville? You're next up on WMAL.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, how you doing? I think that he made the right call. I'm out here in the regular public with people. I have black friends who have 100% heard his message. And they said they voted with him. They're tired. And you know what? They're tired of watching jobs disappear, not low income, but their middle and upper middle income jobs. But the government, which are contracts, which are now being given out to people who are not them. They don't like that. The NAACP represents themselves. They don't represent the people out here. He doesn't need to go into the lion's den to talk to to everybody else. It's a setup. It's stupid to go.
Well, Jim, listen, you make a good point, and I get it. I do. And as Rush Limbaugh often refers to them, the NAALCP, because it's not a black organization. It's a liberal organization. Yeah. They don't represent all black people. They represent liberal black thought in America. It would be great if there was another group, another organization that he could address that represents African-Americans that aren't so polarized in their political beliefs. It's 628 on WMAL.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2020. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2020.
Coming up on WMAL, are you ready for the ice cream museum?
Well, we all scream for ice cream.
I've heard that. Well, there's going to be one opening in New York City, and we want to hear from you. What would you put in the ice cream museum? It's like an ice cream hall of fame
situation, right? I've got some ideas.
And my understanding, though, here, just so you know, butter pecan. Well, they cheated a few years back and bet on chocolate to win a couple of games, so they are banned from the ice cream hall of fame for life. The Pete Rose situation. We'll talk about it after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The police chief of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, says a burglary at a pawn shop led to the arrests of three suspects accused of stealing guns in a plot to kill police.
There was a break-in at a local pawn shop over the weekend. About eight handguns were stolen. During the course of the investigation, authorities were able to track down at least three individuals and detain them, one of which, 17-year-old Antonio Thomas, telling investigators that they, quote, plan to look for bullets to kill police.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval, a possible fourth suspect, may still be at large. Closing arguments are expected tomorrow on the Baltimore trial of one of the police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. The defense rested yesterday in the trial of Lieutenant Brian Rice, the highest-ranking officer to face trial in the case. Donald Trump is calling on a Supreme Court justice to resign.
Trump intensifying his battle with Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Trump now calling on Ginsburg to step down, tweeting early this morning that Justice Ginsburg embarrassed all by making very dumb political statements about me. Her mind is shot. Resign. In an interview with CNN, Justice Ginsburg blasted Trump as a faker who really has an ego.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Virginia's Advisory Council on Open Records says Governor Terry McAuliffe cannot keep secret the list of convicted felons whose rights he's restored. The Virginia Freedom of Information Advisory Council says the reason McAuliffe has given for not releasing the names, that the list is an executive working paper, is not valid in this case. And Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred predicts the Nationals and Orioles will eventually have to take their long-running television rights dispute back to a panel of baseball executives. A New York State Supreme Court justice last fall tossed out an arbitration decision that Masson, which is controlled by the Orioles, owes the Nationals nearly $300 million for the team's TV rights. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,348, the Nasdaq at 50,23. Sports, the American League beats the National League 4-2 in the All-Star game. Bryce Harper goes 1-for-2. Max Scherzer pitches one scoreless inning. WNBA, the Mystics take on the Phoenix Mercury on the road tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08 is long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. Read my fully revised and updated number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. You'll learn what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times. It's a fun, quick read. You can read the whole book in a single sitting, yet it's packed with information. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, and the one big question you need to answer, plus the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Meet George Jetson. Actually, it's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air, who thinks the future ain't what it used to be.
Well, don't you feel a little cheated? I mean, it's the 21st century. Where's my jetpack? Well, fortunately, the heating and air conditioning business puts Snell at the forefront of technology.
Okay, Dave, so where's my talking thermostat?
Trust me, those things are so 5 years ago. These days, we've got really high-tech thermostats and comfort systems. You control them via Wi-Fi or smart devices, you know, while you're on vacation or before you head home from the office.
Ooh, shiny. What else?
Indoor air quality products are huge. Electrostatic air cleaners, ultraviolet air disinfection devices, high-tech humidifiers. Snell has it all. Zoom around our website at snellheatingandair.com for all the details. Or ask the next time one of my stand-up guys lands in your neighborhood.
And remember, when you think futuristic heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 out of Frederick as you head in past Route 80 Urbana down toward 109. It's the stop and go. Briefly in Germantown and Gaithersburg. Looks like lanes wide open beyond and through Rockville. Starting to see that jam up really filling in here on the top side of the Beltway, coming off of 95 and around to George Avenue. In on 51st out of Annapolis and Bowie. Excellent. Once you get inside the Beltway, though, and heading through Chevrolet, that's where we'll hit the volume to DC 295 into New York Avenue, where heading 295 down past East Capitol Street, we've been incident-free so far this morning. On the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, no problems reported either direction. Wilson Bridge backups almost near St. Barnabas Road. We're okay in Brandywine. Looks like the earlier incident, northbound 5 near Brandywine Road, that has been cleared. And outbound Bladensburg Road open at Eastern Avenue. Inbound Bladensburg Road still remains closed at Eastern Avenue due to fire department activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're at a pretty good chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon today. Varying amounts of clouds, some sunshine this morning, and maybe a stray shower or two this afternoon. Scattered storms through this evening after a lose the daytime heating. Things will settle down. 89 today, then down to 76 overnight tonight. A hit or miss storm tomorrow afternoon. Hotter, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Herndon, 73 and only 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, featuring Brian and Larry.
What a concept.
735 KT McFarland with Fox News National Security Analyst will be our guest. 805 Elizabeth Schultz, she's on the Fairfax County School Board. Tell us about the transgender policy that's going to be pushed through without your input. Well, you'll get your chance to give some input today. And then at 835, John Townsend, AAA, talk about the brand new revenue projections for the traffic cameras here in the district. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Cream bells and I start to drool. Keep a couple quarts in my locker at school.
You gotta love
this.
Yeah,
the chocolate's getting old. Vanilla just leaves me cold.
Ready for
it? Just one flavor good enough for me.
Here it comes.
Yeah, me.
You see it?
Don't give me no crummy teaspoon. I know what I need, baby.
Well, and who among us doesn't like Rocky Road ice cream? I mean, come on, ice cream. It's the best thing known to mankind.
Everybody loves ice cream.
I stand behind no man in my love for ice cream. And I think it's my number one favorite way to get dairy into my diet. And so I love ice cream.
Hold on, even over butter?
Yeah, well, it's close. Okay. But there's butter in ice cream, see? If it's done right.
Ice cream.
Now you, sir.
Ice cream.
Now you, sir.
Ice cream.
Now you, sir.
That was you on the top note, yeah, there, wasn't it?
Hitting those high notes.
Ice cream harder, will bring it out.
Harder and harder as I get older. So listen, the reason we raise all this is that we want to know first of all, what is your favorite ice cream? And we ask this because there is going to be, in New York City, an ice cream Museum.
This is an awesome movie.
I am, can't wait. It's $18 to get in, and you'll be able to, you get a big sample of ice cream.
Eat all the exhibits.
Yeah, you can eat your weight in ice cream as you leave for that $18. But we want to know, what would you put in the Ice Cream Museum? It's sort of like the Ice Cream Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to be in Cleveland. We're going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at some point, no doubt.
Right.
This is ice cream.
You cannot eat the exhibits at the Rock and Roll Museum.
No, you can't.
Well,
this is the Ice Cream Hall of Fame, the Ice Cream Museum. What should be in the Ice Cream Museum? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Well,
yes.
Listen. I'm rather simplistic when it comes to my ice cream.
Oh,
I don't like nuts in my ice cream, first of all.
Well, that's just nuts.
No, it's a texture thing. It's the soft against the hard. I don't like it. So, I mean, and I'll admit that I'm weird in that regard.
Yes, we all have that problem.
Although I have found some favor with the peanut buster.
I beg your pardon?
I want to get this right. The peanut buster parfait at the Dairy Queen is not bad.
Okay.
But, I mean, I really don't like a lot of stuff shoved into my ice cream.
But not nuts.
So, chocolate.
But no nuts.
No nuts. They're actually suggesting that they go out and castrate the male deer, the buck.
Stop it.
That's nuts.
Listen. That.
No nuts. So I like chocolate. I like my strawberry. I like my vanilla.
Sounds like you're making a banana split there,
that's
Hoss.
Right. I mean, listen, I'm telling you, it's not bad to get. The banana split needs to be in the ice cream museum.
Oh, yes.
So, but if I were going to say if there's some sort of a more complex entry, well, I have to say that I find myself really liking the gold medal ribbon ice cream at the Baskin-Robbins.
Oh.
So it's vanilla ice cream, very rich vanilla ice cream with a lot of butter in it.
Okay.
And then they fold in swirls of caramel or caramel, depending on how you say it, caramel and chocolate.
Okay.
And it's the best. I'll stand
all
in
right
line for some of that gold medal ribbon.
I have not had that. I haven't actually been to a Baskin-Robbins in a long time. They have 30 wonderful flavors.
That's
you know.
30 wonderful flavors.
So now we're doing flavors? Is that what we're doing? Because I'd like to open this up to actual locations to obtain your ice cream.
Okay.
Because, you know, we are blessed here in the, as many people call it, the DMV, to have a lot of creameries in this neighborhood. You know, Maryland has some incredible creameries.
Yeah,
and
right.
May I just give a shout-out to the folks at the Rocky Point Creamery up there near Point of Rocks in Maryland?
I've heard it's pretty good.
Boy, that is some great ice cream. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, it was in the cow, like, yesterday. And then you're eating it on a cone all cold and...
It's a miracle. It's a miracle of dairy products.
I don't know what they're going to do at the ice cream museum, but there needs to be an entire wing dedicated to the guy who came up with cookies and cream.
Now, that's pretty good.
And it's relatively new. If you think about the annals of ice cream history with your flavors and all of the things that have gone on in our lifespan here on this little green and blue orb, cookies and cream have not been around that long.
No.
It's only, 30 years old, maybe? Somebody came up with the idea of throwing some chunks of Oreo into some vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
But good Lord, if you think about the trajectory of fame as ice cream flavors go, cookies and cream has been a game changer. I mean, it's right up there with cookie dough ice cream. Do you like the cookie dough ice cream?
No, I do. I have a
chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
I mean, you know, the whole Ben and Jerry's thing where you start mixing these wild things in. I mean, you know, some of it's okay. Some of it's a little too much.
Oh, wait. Cherry Garcia.
I heard that's... I don't know.
Oh, I love any cherry ice cream. Cherry ice cream is my favorite, any kind. All right. What goes in the Ice Cream Hall of Fame? Your call's next. We've
waxed poetic.
We have. It's now your turn. Ice Cream Hall of Fame. What goes in it? You're next on WMAL.
It's 6:43.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
You know, a window sale sounds good, almost as good as a banana split. But the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. You know, I've been talking about Thompson Creek literally for years. That's right. And it's because they build a great product. They design, build, and install the best windows in town. I've been to the factory. They care about quality, and they care about customer service, and they are a great company, one that you should do business with. And right now, this is the time to do business with the Thompson Creek Window Company, because they are offering the biggest window sale of the year. It doesn't get any better than this when you're looking for Thompson Creek windows. 25% off every window. I'm going to repeat that. 25% off. Pick up your phone right now. Start saving by calling 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK for new windows. Tom's Creek is the best choice. They'll come to your home for free and show you why you should have Tom's Creek windows in your home. You'll be amazed. I guarantee that appointments will fill up fast, so you got to make your call now. 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, love this, that we're having some improvement here in Northeast D.C. Bladensburg Road, outbound, open at Eastern Avenue. Heading inbound, though, they still have the lanes closed. I'll let you know when they get those open. Inbound, Bladensburg Road, closed at Eastern Avenue, still because of the earlier structure fire and fire department activity there. In on 50, BW Parkway, that's been incident-free. Just the volume to get on to New York Avenue or D.C. 295. Suddenly, D.C. 295 northbound is slowing ahead. Heading up toward the Naval Research Lab. DDOT says they hadn't had any reports of incidents, but checking that out for you. Route 4 between Woodyard and Dower House Road, starting to bog down a bit. 395, it's from the Beltway to Landmark, and again at the 14th Street Bridge, slowing. Had the earlier crash in the Fairfax Station area, northbound 123 Ox Road, north of Burke Lake Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're at a pretty good chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon today. Varying amounts of clouds, some sunshine this morning, and maybe a stray shower or two this afternoon. Scattered storms through this evening after a lose the daytime heating. Things will settle down. 89 today, then down to 76 overnight tonight. A hit or miss storm tomorrow afternoon. Hotter, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
Ice cream.
Now you, sir.
Ice cream.
Now you, sir.
Ice cream.
Now you, sir.
Ice cream.
Let's wait there. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It was like there was a Pokemon just now sitting on your tongue when you did that.
That was very high. Yeah. So what should be on the ice cream museum that's going to be opening up in New York City? We're going to take your calls right now. Rob in Germantown, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. They should have a working display of the original Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I have sampled most of the 31 flavors.
30 wonderful flavors.
Yeah, I really have.
Yeah, good call.
Why can't they have 32? Why does it have to be? Why was 31? It means an
odd
number.
Because 32-derful flavors doesn't sound right.
Oh, I got you. Okay. You. Dick and Alexandria, you're up next with Brian and Larry. You're a nomination to be at the Ice Cream Museum. What do you think?
Well, there should be a room for the Hall of Fame people in ice cream, and the plaque would have the gentleman or the woman who added cookie dough to ice cream. The genius of adding cookie dough should be honored in the Hall of Fame, just like the chocolate chip person many years ago.
There you go.
Yeah, so you're liking the cookie dough situation.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It is. You know, I'm with you, Dick. I'm getting hungry.
As long as we're nominating people, I think Jimmy should be in the Hall of Fame.
Jimmy?
From the Damascus, Jimmy Cone.
Oh, Jimmy Cone. I've heard about Jimmy Cone.
Now, that's soft ice cream.
This opens up a whole debate here. Is Dairy Queen and what some people in this country refer to as frozen custard actually ice cream? If it comes out of a machine and it swirls and you can dip it in magic shell, is it ice cream?
I don't know. I think most people, by the common parlance of the word, people would call that ice cream.
I mean, it's something good. I know that.
Yeah, it's not bad, cold.
And I don't know. There's not a whole lot of cream involved.
How about Jerry in Lovettsville? You're up next with Brian and Larry. What's your nomination to be in the Ice Cream Museum, New York City?
Well, good morning. Nothing better than cold ice cream on a hot day, and the best candy ever in the world mixed in with it, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah, I like the peanut butter cup ice cream. I do.
That's not bad.
I really do. Although, I don't know, I like peanuts and I like caramel in there, but I'm not always a fan of peanut butter because it adds a salty quotient that I'm not always happy
with. But Larry, where are you on the controversial issue of sprinkles?
You know what? I'm still going to consult with my advisors on that.
I am pro-sprinkle. I absolutely am.
I don't go out of my way for sprinkles.
It is now 6:50.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard. And it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2020. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2020.
What the heck is going on with your money? Let's check in at the CNBC News Desk. The business report brought to you by IKEA.
And good morning. Your money's looking good today. Back in March, stocks hit bottom, looked like the end of the world, remember? Today, stocks are at record highs, and the markets have regained close to $13 trillion of lost value. Go ahead, look at your 401k today. You'll like it. Juno Therapeutics stock will rise. The FDA will let it resume trials of an experimental leukemia drug. Trials were halted when 2 patients died that may have been caused by a separate chemo drug. Nissan will roll out a minivan next month that can automatically control its own steering, braking, and acceleration, but drivers still need to keep their hands on the wheel. Fiat Chrysler will pay a bounty of up to $1,500 to hackers who can find bugs in the software of its cars. D.C. officials are thinking of using Uber drivers to supplement ambulances, using those drivers to get 911 callers to doctors when a hospital is not needed. And just in time for the election, Mattel plans to sell a President Barbie doll. She comes with her own Vice President Barbie. The pair will sell for $25. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one-selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T to 99000.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Oakton area, north of I-66. We have some troubles. 123 northbound, Chainbridge Road at Germantown Road. Car into a utility pole. A lot of activity. Police trying occasionally to direct around. Can avoid that. 123 north of I-66. For 66, the volume's been with us through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, and up the Beltway. We've cleared out through Falls Church, so that looks good. So far, so good. South on 123, approaching the Key Bridge, Memorial Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Over the 14th Street Bridge, we're bunched up into D.C. off of 395. D.C. 295 slows now, leaving each loop of the Beltway heading toward the Naval Research Lab. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're under a pretty good chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon today. Varying amounts of clouds, some sunshine this morning, and maybe a stray shower or two. This afternoon, scattered storms through this evening. After we lose the daytime heating, things will settle down. 89 today, then down to 76 overnight tonight. A hit or miss storm tomorrow afternoon. Hotter, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we are looking at 76 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:56 on WMAL.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
For 20 years, Dick Morris advised Hillary Clinton. He was her closest confidant. He knows her darkest secrets. Now he reveals them in a shocking story of corruption and abuse of power. Dick Morris's new book, Armageddon: How Trump Can Beat Hillary, is already a number one Amazon bestseller. You've seen Dick on Newsmax and Fox News, but the big media won't reveal the truth about Hillary. Armageddon rips the lid off and shows how Trump can finally defeat her. Get Armageddon today at bookstores everywhere.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
I met an African immigrant recently. Took him 10 years to go through the system to become a U.S. citizen. He works as a valet at a high-end hotel and says he's the luckiest person in the world. He was telling me that he doesn't understand the youth of America. They want, but they won't work, he said. Too much time telling me what they won't do, and not enough time doing what they need to do. Guy's bit of a poet. When I was growing up, we were expected to work. With five boys, was never really a discussion. We mowed lawns, cut firewood, painted houses, raked leaves. We all had jobs working in the factory, the hardware, the gas station. All of it built character, as my dad would say. The recent American citizen valet knows what a whole generation of Americans don't. You find your character in how you do your job, not what your job is. And paying your dues and sweat equity is all part of the gig. America needs a little of that character building. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Coming up on WMAS.
Well, KT McFarland, Fox News National Security Analyst, will join us at 7:35.
Also, Pokemon Go is a phenomenon. You can't escape it. We'll tell you the latest and also about some rather inappropriate places around America where these Pokemon have shown up.